Visions of Utopia, Lecture 5, Utopia, Part 1.
In this lecture, we'll talk about the first part of the book by Thomas More, written in Latin in 1516, a book that gave us the word utopia, where utopianism got its name. And it's a book that's known as Utopia, and that, as we said before, means no place, but also implies the good place. And the fundamental ambiguity of utopianism is founded already here in the name by Thomas More. 1516 is an interesting year. 3 years before it, Machiavelli wrote The Prince, although it wasn't published till much later. 1 year later, Martin Luther attached the 95 Theses on the church door. Thomas More would be involved indirectly with Martin Luther in many ways. He became, as those of you know, the play by Robert Bolt, A Man for All Seasons. He had a very active role in politics and ended up as a martyr, a Catholic who had persecuted Protestants and who was then eventually killed by a king who was breaking with the Pope. That's the More who is eventually canonized by the Catholic Church in 1935, the anniversary of his execution, now St. Thomas More. The More of 1516 appears to be a somewhat different character. He is understood to be a humanist, a Christian humanist, but a humanist, whatever that means, and we'll talk about that for a minute. His great friend is Erasmus of Rotterdam, and that's the fellow that mentioned Luther denounced as being atheistic because he didn't think that God had created the world as well as he might. That was Luther's view of Erasmus. It's not most historians' view of Erasmus. To talk about humanism is an extremely difficult thing because so many different meanings have been attached to the word. To talk about More's kind of humanism and Erasmus's kind of humanism may be a little easier. I think the chief features of it are, at one level, the desire to reform abuses, church abuses, and that what makes some of the humanists look at Luther as a kind of friend in the beginning, although many of them, most of them, do not become Protestant. At the same time, though, and this is where I think they tend to fall out with Luther when they begin to see what he's really about, the humanists are also critics of extreme asceticism and, above all, of humorless fanaticism. Their tendency is to accept human nature and to preach a kind of moderation and humility. It's